Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as I just share the word of the Lord and ask God to strengthen every one of you who is listening, to give you the things that you need at this point in your life, strength, not just physically, but emotionally, mentally, spiritually. We know we are in a bad, in a warfare. The enemy knows that his time is short, and God is calling us to rise to the challenge this hour. We can't do it in our own strength, but thank God the strength He provides is given to us as we ask Him. God's Word makes it very clear for our purposes. We are created. We are brought into the kingdom to glorify God. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 6:20, "For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Paul tells the Corinthians that they have a responsibility in light of the gospel, in light of the truth that they have been exposed to, the message they've heard. They've heard the truth of God and the light of the salvation that the Lord has provided for them, and they have a purpose, and that is to bring glory to God. That's true of every one of us. God, all we have to do is be willing to obey God, and He will allow our testimony, our actions, our presence be a witness to those, to all that we come in contact with. Peter says in 1 Peter 4:11, "Whoever speaks, let him speak, as it were, the utterances of God. Whoever serves, let him do so as by the strength which God supplies." Did you hear that? God supplies it. "So that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ." In Isaiah the 6th chapter, we find the prophet Isaiah is discouraged. But something happens. He has a revelation of God. Isaiah had been ministering in the presence of a godly king for an extended period of time. The king had died, and the land was without leadership. Their enemies threatened them in every side, every area. They were in desperate circumstances. So Isaiah went up to the temple in despair to seek God. But as he entered the temple, the glory of the Lord appeared to Isaiah. He saw the angels surrounding the throne of God, crying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory." That's the sixth chapter of Isaiah, those first three verses. And in fact, let me just read that verse. "He saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With twain He covered His face, and with twain He covered His feet, and with twain He did fly." Praise God. And they cried, "Holy, holy is the Lord of glory. The whole earth is full of His glory." And the prophet saw the train of His robe, His glory, filling the temple. Here was a man so discouraged that he was really, even though he was Lord's and speaking the words of God, he was engulfed in darkness, and suddenly he was flooded with the glorious light of God's own presence. What did Isaiah do? Confessing his own unworthiness, he said, "Woe is me." Then he added, "Lord, send me." That was his response. He wanted to do what God had called him to do, and the confession of his own unworthiness and his willingness to do God's work, his will, was his response in the revelation that God gave of his glory. Beloved, we have been given the very presence of God. We've given the Holy Spirit who dwells within our spirit if we have been saved, if we confess Jesus. And it is important to do the works that God has called each one of us in our own special way in our lives, our own circle of influence. He's given us authority and position, if you will, as a child of God. We've been given power and authority over all power of the enemy, it says in Luke 10 and 19. And Ephesians 5, 8 through 14 informs us that we are children of light. Weymouth's translation puts it like this: there was a time when you were nothing but darkness, but now as Christians you are light itself. Live and act as sons of God, sons of light. We're made alive, beloved, by the quickening power of the Holy Spirit that God is continually sending forth into the body of Christ. The word declares, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Ephesians 2, 1, 5, and 6 states, and you hath he quickened, who once were dead in trespasses and sins, and hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Praise God. He's shaking us awake, if you will. Hallelujah. He's shaking us from the dust. He's not shaking the dust from us, but he's shaking us from the dust. What does dust represent? Well, it's symbolic of earth. It is earth. It's the earth from which man's human frame was formed. And we're called to shake ourselves from the dust of the earth, which means flesh. We shall be able to arise and sit down in the finished work of Calvary and find the rest that remains for the children of God. Let me share with you Isaiah 52. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise, in other words, wake up, stand up, and then sit down, applying a position of rest in God, in Christ. O Jerusalem, there's a responsibility we have. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith the Lord, you've sold yourself for naught, and you shall be redeemed without money. Praise God. So the message that sometimes we hear is that, well, someday, sometime, somewhere, we're going to experience the glory that is promised to us in the Bible. Somehow we get lost in the mystery, we get wrapped in vagueness, and we just sort of are waiting for that happier tomorrow to reveal to us the glories of the Lord. And it's true, there is a timing and a season of the Lord, but if we just are in a continual state of looking forward to some distant future, the result is that the power of heaven and spiritual realms are left in the province of mystery, and thousands of the children of the Lord are living in anticipation instead of revelation and realization. It's a fine line, but there's a time. There's a waiting on God, and yet there's a time to rest, to be quiet, not move, wait on God, and there's a time to go forward. And certainly, it's the Lord's heart desires that we can come into the fullness of his presence and walk as overcomers. Let's just stop right now, and I just want to pray. Father, Lord, you see the individual situations of everyone who's listening. God, I'm asking that you will reveal your presence, your power, as well as your glory in their lives, that you will move upon them, and Lord, that you will begin to move in answer to their prayers, that you will remove the roadblocks, the hindrances, and you will, as the prophet spoke to your people, let us arise and wake and put on our beautiful garments. Father, we thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. For the Lord would say, beloved, ask of me in faith, so shall it be given to you. Does not the word declare that I've borne your griefs, that I've carried your sorrows, so I would not have you burdened down? Is it not written to come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I, even I, will give you rest? You shall experience my power flowing into you, and you shall know my everlasting covenant promises that I have established with you. For I'm not a man that I should lie, nor the son of man that I should repent. And the Lord your God shall arise upon you with healing in his wings. And behold, you shall see and you shall experience the strength of the Lord. It shall abound in your life. And those that stood back in weakness and in darkness shall suddenly be endued with divine strength, and they shall come forward in the light of my presence. Those that have stood in fear shall be delivered, and they shall come forth in the glory of the Lord. And they shall know that I have set before them and before you, beloved, a word of light, a word of deliverance, a word of hope, and a word of encouragement, says the Lord. I am moving to make a way for you, says the Lord, in a mighty way. Watch to see what I shall do in the days ahead, says your God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God has given us authority and power to obtain the things that we need in our lives, as well as the desires of our hearts. And so if you have unfulfilled desires that you're waiting on God, needs in your life, feel free to share those needs. The announcer will give our contact information. One of the greatest joys in my ministry is that of being able to pray and intercede for the saints of God, for those who write in, and even those who don't send specific prayer requests. I just pray in the Spirit because the Holy Spirit knows what you have need of. So if the Lord's moving on you, he has a reason to do that. Please obey him. And if you email, feel free to share your mailing address so I can respond personally to you by letter, although I will confirm receipt and, of course, pray. I love you. Thank you for your prayer support, and thank you for your love for the Lord and for all you do for the kingdom of God. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.